Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Get Facts podcast. Thanks for downloading.
Thank you.
My name's James. That there is the what can only be described now as a comedy genius.
Yep.
Johnny, who is my new comedy hero and counterpart for this.
Yeah, I am now the main host.
That's absolutely fine. I just do the intros now because it's the only bit I get to do that's worth listening to, really. Everything else just...
Yeah, well, I told you it's always funny.
From your Midas touch tongue that, yeah. So, people who didn't know, who don't necessarily follow us on Twitter, at GetFatCast, won't know that you have done an open mic spot and it went down...
Better than we expected.
Yeah, it went down very well, didn't it? Yeah. So, I did want to discuss that with you. Before we did get onto things such as animals at work later on.
I've got a section as well.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Right, okay. Genuinely have as well. It's something I've been not organising as such. I've done very little in the way of organising it, but someone else has basically done some work for us.
Okay. So, I mean, let's start then. So it was a week ago today. We're recording this on Monday,
yep.
The 26th.
26th, yeah, because it's payday tomorrow.
Not for me, it's not. But yeah, no. So now.
Oh, doing some money, mate.
No, I'm all right. I'm fine, thanks. I'm getting by. That coffee's strong. I'm gonna be up all night. So yeah, so you did a 5-minute spot. What I'll do is, I was gonna talk to you about it, just in terms of you writing it, etc.
Yeah.
Let's explain the format to the listener who might not be aware of the Frog and Bucket, which is in Manchester, isn't it?
Right, so it's what's commonly called a gong show.
Yeah.
And basically, they give the audience three cards or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
In this case, it's Beat the Frog, so there were three green cards, and three random people in the audience, and if they don't like you, they put the card up. If they feel like the people around you aren't quite feeling it, they put the card up. All three cards go up, and they cut your mic and you're off.
Yeah.
Booed off. And they play I'm a Loser Beck. Baby, yeah. So Why Don't You Kill Me?
I'm a loser baby, so why don't you kill me? Half expecting that to play out. I mean, it did play out for other people that night. I've got actually on my phone...
Some of them, in fairness, had put a lot more effort in than I had, or seemingly so.
Well, I mean, you say that. I'm going to get the list up of people now. Should we name and shame?
No, that's unfair.
There's a few that I want to discuss, definitely.
Yeah.
A proper comedian was compare for it, Phil Ellis, who's been on TV and everything.
Yeah, they're good at money.
So he was fantastic, actually. I liked it when he was telling people that he hoped that they died.
I did, yeah. I liked it when he said to someone in the audience, I hope you get cancer, and one of the ones that they've not put much money into researching.
He was great. So it was a really good night, so we were there.
I like this, because it's all about me.
I was there. I was nervous for this. I was really, really nervous for it, because you had... Obviously, the evening before, sent me your 5 minutes.
Yeah, I had that. 12 o'clock the night before, I'm about going to do my first ever stand-up gig.
Yeah.
And I send James my material, and he replies with, I'm 3 minutes in, mate, and I'm not laughed once.
No, yeah, well, I'm only being honest with you, you know.
You were being honest, but was that not the time to forget about being honest and just build me up a bit and see if I could get through it with gusto?
It's not what I do. And I'm glad I did what I did anyway, because you did actually tweak your 5 minutes.
Only because I forgot what I was saying.
Because there's some stuff in there that I'd not necessarily heard you say before. So writing it, Johnny, what did you write about? I mean, we are going to put the 5 minutes of stand-up in, and Johnny did last the 5 minutes. He didn't get... No, I think one card out of the three went up.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, couldn't tell you.
But he was putting his card up and he was quite harsh critic. What I will say is that one of the sets of lads who were given a card... I mean, not to put a damper on it, Johnny, but they were in a band and they said they didn't want to crush people's dreams. So I think they were a little bit reluctant to put cards up. But
even if that
one did go up, there was still one that didn't go up.
Exactly. And someone came up to me afterwards and said how much they liked it.
Yeah, was it a lady?
No, a boy one.
Oh, a boy one.
He was wearing a hat inside. I'm not sure how much I value his opinion. But...
Well, this is it. So, obviously, you're writing it, Johnny. What did you write about? As I say, we will play your 5 minutes set, won't we?
Well, it was quite a difficult artistic process, to be honest with you, Jem. So, what I did was I decided quite early on that no comedy comes from things going well. There's no comedy in success, is there?
God, this is such a niche market that no one else has ever touched upon.
Yeah, so what I did was I wrote a list of everything that's ever went wrong in my life and stuck it on my coffee table.
And then you realised, shit, I'm doing it tomorrow and I've been writing this list down for 2 months.
Yeah, first one I sent you said was just like written a therapy and not a fucking joke in sight.
Honestly, I thought you just wanted a shoulder to cry on when you first did your first little bit to me.
Yeah.
About a little boy in a hospital waiting room or something.
Yeah. Well, I think it's come on since then. Then I started to try and do jokes and actually be funny with it.
Yeah. Right, when did you have it written down?
Not until I was still titting about with it on the way there.
Yeah.
It was all over. Did you remember when it was all over my coffee table and post-it notes and cue cards?
No, well, that's what I was going to go on to, remembering it. How did you remember it and piece it together? Because on the night, you didn't really fluff your lines as much.
No, but there was big, massive bits that I missed out by accident.
Right.
So there was a bit where I wanted to say, you've got it all right in Manchester, haven't you, with your Piccadilly train station, with its WH Smiths and its regular transport to London. In 1943, the Germans bombed Middlesbrough train station, and they still need fucking roof on the thing.
Oh, yeah, that is a bit that you did send in your original stand-up to me.
And I liked that.
And you just forgot it on the night?
Forgot it, skipped over that bit. Got everything else about it in the wrong order. Ended up at one point, I mean, you'll hear it, but at one point where I'm on about Dan's girlfriend, that just genuinely happened and I've ran out of things to say, so I thought I'd at least let him know to ring his lass.
Fair enough. Now, one other act that went on after you, we won't name the name then if you don't want to.
It'd be Ash to name his name. I know exactly what you're on about already.
Do we think he was drunk?
No, I don't think he was. I think he was just tapped.
Right. Okay, but was he not someone that you said you'd watched before and he was really good?
No.
Right,
no.
Okay.
I'd seen his profile on the Beat the Frog website and thought, I need to see this guy.
Right.
Because his profile was terrible.
Right, okay. Because I thought he was drunk. At first I thought it was part of his act and then I realised I think he's just pissed.
No, I don't think it was drunk because on his profile thing he refers to his phone number as his digits. And he also says that he's happy to join the circus. And he meant the circuit.
Ah, but I think also English wasn't his first language.
Ah, right.
So this
might have a bit more to do with it then.
Yeah. Then there was also a female act. Now, female acts notoriously don't do so well, do they?
Right, let's not start. Yes, they do.
Well, I can't say that. You know why I can say that? What did you say in the car park before at the cooperative? What did you say? What did you see and what did you say?
Ironically insinuated that a girl driving a van was probably a florist.
He said, and I quote, "What's a pretty thing like her doing driving a van terribly like that? She's probably a florist."
Yeah, it was seeped in irony. She wasn't even Bonnie.
Your words, not mine. So, a female act came on. Now, obviously, I think there is, wrongly, as you say, an interpretation that women aren't as funny as men. Because there is funny female comedians out there.
Of course there is, yeah.
That's not to be, you know.
Also known as comedians.
Yeah, that's what I said. Female, you know.
Yeah,
female
you don't
comedians.
Need to
but if I say
female.
Comedians and I'm talking about sex, then that's not, you're not going to get the gist of what I'm saying.
Right.
What she decided to do was recite some form of poetry.
Which I thought was wonderful.
Or like a sort of Shakespearean play, if you like.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what it was.
I thought it was amazing.
She lasted 40 seconds.
Yeah, I'd have kept that.
I mean, I wouldn't have lasted that long with her, but... and then at that point, I thought... Because you'd not been on at that point, and I thought, you can't do... If you do worse than 40 seconds, then, I mean, I thought I'd be honestly talking you down from a building. As it happens, you did do very well. I mean, do you want to play it now, or...?
Yeah, can do. I'll put it in now.
I mean, do you want to... Now, you introduce your bit. You introduce it. This is your... Because this is your piece of art.
Right, yeah, it is, isn't it, really?
So,
you
introduce
art.
It to the listener. It's your 5 minutes of stand-up. I mean, I thought it was great. I enjoyed it on the night. Everyone else obviously enjoyed it on the night. But you give it your sort of... This is like, you know, you've got a painting behind a mini curtain, and you're going to reveal that. You're going to pull the curtain away. What are you going to say? What are your words before you do that?
So the first thing I'll point out, that this was just filmed on my mate's phone. So the audio quality isn't the best. It'll do. You'll be able to understand it. You'll be able to hear it. But there's a few bits where people are laughing over me because I'm so funny and things like that. A few little bits get lost. So take it for what it is. But this is me doing my jokes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Because they've given us a microphone with a cable on, so if it all goes really badly, I'll just hang myself. We might as well get my appearance out of the way first of all. So, for those of you wondering, I am the bastard love child of Sue Perkins and Mr. Muscle. What that means is I'll bake you a delightful cake that will bleach your intestine and unlock your colon. you won't have seen from my accent, you've heard from my accent that I'm not from Ramleys, but I'm from Middlesbrough. Now, I don't understand if you do all that tired out shit about how crap my own town is, but what I will say is that I still lived there about 5 years ago. In 2013, I knew someone who bought legitimately only that used an outside toilet. Now, it rains a lot in Manchester, but you fuckers have not known cold until you've had an autumnal shit. And my auntie Elsie's outside flowers. I was happy with your dirty love through a hole in the door. It makes it look very awkward, wank. I think growing up in the North East in a post that to Britain could potentially make a start on a drink problem. I say a problem, I might go for a problem these days, haven't I? All I know is that my relationship with alcohol is a lot like my relationship with pornography. Thank you. I haven't completed that yet, but we're alright now. It's a lot. It's the same because they both give me what? They exaggerated ideas about the things I should be capable of, and sometimes they make me feel a bit sick. I have been feeling really sick recently as well, like probably in real life, not just for this, right? Because what happened was my girlfriend left me about a year ago, and since then I've realised that if no one goes out of their way to cook me a vegetable, then I will live exclusively off a diet of crisps and hot noodles. Now when your 10-week food budget comes in at a grand total of about £4.25 a week, gives you a lot of extra income to spend on wine and cigarettes. Now, I'm not sure if it's the wine, the cigarettes, or the general stress of hating in myself and everything about me and every decision I've ever made, but I've been feeling really sick recently. I'm going under a test of that. I'm going under a test of Crohn's disease. Right? Now, I didn't know what Crohn's disease was until I got it, but basically, I'm sick about 4 times a day and I shit no blood to make my own black pudding. I still don't get a decent parking space when I go to fucking Tesco, do I? So I'm still going to Tesco, and what I do now is I get another little man comes out with a van and delivers it for you. Right, but I've worked out a dead plan of trip. I'm 200 yards away from a pub. So if you get a shopping you can carry, get it delivered to the pub. Jobs are good. My local pub is absolutely brilliant, right, because they do this thing in like a little local country village type place. And they let me set up a tab. I basically get lager on finance without having to go through all the balling. It is. I just need to do a quick public service announcement because my mate Dan's in, and just before I came on the stage, his either a girlfriend texts me and say, can you give her a call because she doesn't know where she's picking you up from. I could bring her on stage, but that'd probably just be arrogant, wouldn't I? I've got a new girlfriend as well, which is brilliant. Woo! Woo! Whoa, not too loud, she realised something's up. She works at a shoe shop though, which is really, I'm a bit scared because we've not. And because she measures feet for a living, she knows exactly what 8 inches is, and she's going to know that I've been fucking lying. Apparently, I've worked this out, right? I reckon there's 3.5 million people live in the Greater Manchester area. I haven't Googled it right, so go with me, but it seems like a reasonable figure. 3.5 million people. And I've not met a man yet who's managed to work out the ways to say shite. There is another thing about Oasis. There's a good thing about Oasis, because you always know when it's lost dogs at the back with some cunt puts Wonderwall on. When I'm in the bar, the one thing I don't like is when the football's on. I'm sat in the pub by myself with no friends like this. I'll give you my friend. And they put the football on, and then I have to sit there and I spend about 90 minutes, football 90 minutes these days. This isn't very athletic, I've been through all the time. Yeah, so 90 minutes of sitting and staring into the same half empty pint pot that I do every fucking night. Just hate myself, but this time I have to pray with every fibre of my being that United don't score. If they do, everyone else will cheer.
So it was ha 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 ha. My sides are killing me. Yeah, another thing I wanted to mention.
Oh no, so you know what as well, right? That's had over 400 views on Facebook though.
Yeah, it has.
There's lots.
Now obviously at the end of the night, as part of the format, sorry, slurping the drink there, it's very unprofessional. Especially now with someone who's done stand-up comedy and that, I was really out of order. When you beat the frog, as it were, because again, it was at the Frog and Bucket in Manchester, that's why they call it Beat the Frog. It's not a
I'm not punching amphibians.
Yeah, it's not a masturbation term. You go back up, and then there's a cheerometer, if you like, from the crowd.
That
to
was
see
horrific.
Who's the best.
I hated that bit.
I didn't think you did too badly out of it, but you were. So the three acts on the night, Beat the Frog, you were one of them.
Yeah.
The other two, though, were established people, sort of in or at least around the circuit. They'd definitely done it before.
100%.
Yeah. Their names.
They were good, to be fair to them.
They were
good.
Very good.
I definitely deserved to come third.
Their names, I've not got on me at the moment, but yeah, two lads, and I think they were both from Liverpool, or at least from around the area.
Yeah,
which just shows that accents do make people funnier in different regions, I'd say.
Oh right, so I'm not funny, I just talk funny.
I didn't say that, but I think it helps with the delivery, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah, because I speak properly.
And to be saying, you know, I'm from fucking Borough, right? And you know,
and like, the Oasis joke went down well, didn't it?
Better than I, because I thought, oh, and I joke about Oasis being shit in Manchester.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it went down all right, yeah.
Yeah, was it a bit of a pantomime when they all booed?
No, it wasn't.
Really?
Now, I need to research this fact a little bit more. I mean, it is the Get Fact podcast. You'd have thought I would have done it by now. Mm. Turns out I didn't. The only two people to have beat the frog the first time ever as a comedy debut is Peter Kay and Billy Connolly.
No.
Now, I need to check that.
Now, one of them's funny.
Johnny's not a fan of Peter Kay. I happen to think he's all right. Poorly boy, apparently, at the minute.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't wish any ill on him. I hope he's
all
right.
No, of course not. Just, you know, that effigy you've got of him that you keep sticking pins in. Maybe you should stop. You said 400 viewers on Facebook.
When I want to check, I can check it again if you want. See
we don't need to do that. What I did want to mention was the ragtag bunch that came to watch you.
Oh, yeah, me mate.
Obviously not putting myself in that category. Now, who do we have there? So we had... We used to work together, didn't we? So let's just get that out there. We used to work together. We no longer work together in income, shall we say. But so there's people there that I'd not met before.
Yeah, some people you had met before.
Some people I have met before. Just a ragtag bunch of nerds is what I've got scribbled down here.
It was basically, wasn't it? Because, yeah...
You're sort of followed by the nerds at work.
There wasn't any of them that you'd say were popular.
No.
You know, like in school terms. And then you were there with your brown leather jacket and your buttoned-up shirt looking like a smart boy.
You know, it was weird, actually, because I'm a fan of loud shirts. When I actually entered, the guy was like, oh, you want? It was like something that someone might have worn if they were on stage. I just happened to wear it because I rushed home from work and there was fucking else for me to put on. I was like, oh, no, definitely not fucking going up with no material. And needless to say, not if Johnny's going to fucking trump me at it. But anyway, no, so yeah, I don't know. Someone had a Parka jacket on that didn't come off.
Yeah, didn't come off even when he went to the toilet. And his headphones didn't come off either.
He had headphones on.
Yeah. Like round his neck, not on his ears.
That would have been rude. Yeah, he's not Craig David.
He listens to this sometimes. And I only know that because he moved abroad. And then he moved back again and said, oh, I've been listening to your podcast while I've been away.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening, you know, I hope no doubt he's listening with the same headphones that he had.
Probably
that
is,
evening.
Yeah. And actually, that lad, Ben, did the best heckle I've ever heard in my life.
He did do a very good heckle. You're not supposed to heckle on an open mic night, though, are you? But no, he did do a very good heckle. Someone mentioned that they went to Manchester Metropolitan University.
Yeah. And you just stood at the back in the darkness and just went, doesn't count.
Yeah, it was very good. Even the compere came back on and was like, not fair play.
Yeah. Good play. I think, though, that ruined that poor lad.
I think he was struggling anyway because, obviously, the compere's just shooting the shit with people. He's not necessarily got a script that he's working off. And he mentioned a 2-2, obviously, as a university term, as a dress that you would wear for ballet. Yeah. And yet he came on last.
And did the same joke.
Now, all right, he might have written that down. And he also went, I've written that down, so I was still going to use it. He sort of said that. But at that point, the second that gets said, that is out of your set.
That's out, isn't it?
You don't use that.
It's like
you can use it again another time, just not there in that venue.
Yes.
For the same fucking night. So, obviously, he died on his ass. I mean, I was tempted to heckle him and shout, Rufus Hound wants his face back, because he did look a little bit like him. But then I thought I'd better just lurk in the shadows and not say anything.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to make friends in the comedy circuit, mate, not just slag everyone off.
I mean, you say that, but what will happen is we will have friends there, and then you'll say that you watch Shag the Misses.
Right, that was once.
Which you've said to one of our Australian listeners.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting on them nudes.
So, this is what we're up against, isn't it? The reaction's been very positive with it. Would you do it again?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I would now. Now I know what I'm up against and know what I can and can't get away with to a degree. And
would you do what it's going to be? Because I was thinking we should do an open mic night, but you know, like the ones where they do poetry?
Well, I was thinking about that. Maybe for my next one, do one where I can be a bit more like myself with it and do one without the buzzer.
Yeah.
You know, just an open mic night where you just get up and do your bit and then sit down.
Yeah. Because I've been to one once. No, I was with you actually. We went to see another podcast live, being performed live.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we went to see Athletical Mince,
Live,
which is a brilliant podcast.
It is, very, I mean
like they need the plug.
But, yeah, listen to it, but don't let that not...
To be fair, theirs is released about as regularly as ours is these days.
Don't let that take the shine off ours. Bob Mortimer.
Mm.
And
potentially my favourite ever comedian, Bob Mortimer.
He's absolutely fantastic. Andy Dawson as well, I believe.
Mm. Or Andy Darlington, whatever you want to call him.
It's not Darlington, is it? Is it?
Yeah, because he's from Darlington. Sure, Dandy Darlington.
Right, okay, anyway. That's not his name, though, is it?
I think so.
Oh, I think you're wrong there. Anyway.
Anyway.
We went to see their podcast live. Prior to that, obviously, we wanted beers, didn't we? Typical.
Standard.
Lads. And we went to an open mic slot, just by chance. We didn't plan it. And there was a lad sort of doing poetry, weren't there?
Yeah.
Weren't they pissed? Really cringe-worthy stuff.
I could probably pull that off as a character.
See, would you do a character? I was thinking of maybe doing character comedy, because then at least if your ego gets bruised, it's not necessarily you.
Yeah.
You know, just... I mean, I think you like to have sort of open wounds that you poke you poke your fingers in anyway, don't you?
A bit, yeah, it's nice.
You like to be sort of...
It's like the comfort in being sad.
Yeah, nice. At least you can justify it. But why are you sad, Johnny? Because I did open mic and it went tits up. Like, I think you sort of like that a little bit. But no, your stand-up was very good, as people obviously can bear witness to and listen to it. I don't want to go on about it much more, to be honest.
Oh, I do like it. It's all about me.
Have you been to Madame Tussauds lately? I've got here as well.
No, why?
Just
here we go. What, they've got a spectacles exhibition.
No, I was just thinking, you know, like they do like plastic models and stuff.
Mm-mm.
Don't they?
Oh, right, yeah, they do, yeah. Anyway, right, so when are you doing your stand-up?
I think we should talk about this a little bit more.
Absolutely not. My mother's in hospital listening to this.
Oh, right, okay, fine, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably got better things to do. Literally, even in hospital, on chemo, she's still got better things to do than listen to this.
I mean, there's a joke there, but I won't say it. But, no, all right, then, we'll leave that to the listener's imagination then. I feel like I should at least attempt it, given how well you did. And also, see, what will happen for me is I will go on a night when everyone is shit hot.
I don't think that's possible, given what?
Given how low the bar was set.
Yeah.
Because there were some acts on that were good on your night, to be fair, but there was a few that fell by the wayside.
Yeah. There was a few that I think were better than they got credit for.
Yeah.
I think there was a few on there that didn't make through that were easily as good as me.
There was an older gentleman who was on before you who was okay. I just think he lost his way a little bit in it.
Well, I felt a bit bad for him because as I went over, he said, have you done this before? I went, nah, I never. He said, oh, so were you on the comedy course? And I said, no, I've never been on a fucking stage in my life, mate. And he was like, oh, well, I've done the comedy course and it's really good and I've done a few of these. I've never done a gong show before, but I've done, you know, this, that and the other, and it's really good. It's a real buzz when you get up there and you start making people laugh and all this kind of thing. I'm thinking, oh, fucking hell, I'm done. James thinks I'm shit. This guy's done it loads before. He's been on a fucking course. And then he went up and got booed off. I was like, oh, fuck, I can't handle this. No, he's prepared.
There was also another lad who went on and, I mean, we can talk about this now because it's happened. Basically, you had like five minutes and 6 seconds of material, and that was it, wasn't it, really? Mm.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you forgot bits.
Yeah.
You were like a little bit quicker through it. So obviously you ran out of material, and obviously you've got to be on for 5 minutes or it doesn't count. Yeah. There's a lad who, his material just ran out before his time, and he just went off, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, I've got no other material, that's it, I'm gone. Whereas you actually stuck it out.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just riffed, you riffed a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which I don't think was obvious at all.
No, well, thank you very much.
So, yeah. So to answer your question, mate, I don't know, but it's something.
What you need to do is book yourself into it, because I would have never got around to it. I've been umming and ahhing about doing this for years. Book yourself in, and then you've got a date, and then you just have to be ready.
Yeah, fair enough. No doubt that'll be happening soon then. Other business? Do you want to do your bit? I've got animals at work.
We'll do me first,
yeah.
And then it's like a bit of a break, isn't it?
Yeah, let's talk about you more. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I've been talking to another podcast on the internet.
Right.
Called The Next Move Podcast.
Is this one you told me about? Or the one that I saw you replied to?
No, because I think I did it on Facebook. I'm not sure. I might have told you about it. They do a podcast. Now, I've got a funny feeling that their podcast is probably a bit more sensible than this, because theirs is about entrepreneurs and podcasting. So they wanted
a podcast about podcasting.
Yes. Oh, it's dead good. You should check it out.
That's a wormhole, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a plug for them now. Are you doing a plug? Is this what is it? Are you getting endorsements now?
Well, no.
This is all jokes. Is this what you do now?
This is the email that they've sent me.
Right, okay.
Right. So one thing that I want to pick them up on, right?
Is this just like this spam email?
Basically, yeah.
Is this a Nigerian prince?
Kind of. So, it's this guy called Jacob, right? Now, the first thing, right, he's obviously not heard how well I'm doing. And he started the email off, James and Johnny.
Mm.
Right, we can fuck that off for a second. It's Johnny and James,
well, it's
though,
alphabetical,
it?
So, you know.
Oh, is it alphabetical? I thought it was talent.
I mean, if you want to be the John out of the John and Paul, that's fine, mate. You can get shot in New York. I'm quite happy with that.
I'd fucking love to get shot in New York.
Would you?
Yeah. James and Johnny. You guys are pretty damn funny and a good time to listen to. My brother and I also do a weekly podcast. I think he thinks this is weekly.
Right, yeah. Anyone that enjoys this must have some sort of mild form of autism or something.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Probably.
So, anyway.
So, I hope you're getting the treatment you need, Jacob. My brother and I also do a weekly podcast based around entrepreneurs and podcasting.
I mean, that is niche. That is niche, boys, broaden, I'd say. I mean, don't take advice of us, but...
Look, just we'll get to it in a minute.
Sorry.
Right. We thought it would be interesting to reach out and ask fellow podcasters a few questions to get to know them and maybe learn a few things that can help us get better. One thing I will say is you don't need to hyphenate the word podcasters. So there's a little tip for you. Straight off the bat, Jacob.
What do you mean hyphenate?
Put a hyphen in the middle of it.
Where?
Joey's always written podcasters there.
Oh, he's pod and then casters.
Yeah.
It's just one word, isn't it?
Yeah, just one word, so, you know.
There's one tip, straight off the bat. Well done, Johnny, good spot.
Yeah. To make it fun, the idea was for you to answer the questions on one of your next episodes in only the way Get Fact can do.
What? Terribly.
Yeah.
And misinformed. Okay.
Right. Then I'll do it as I'm reading the email. We then can tell our listeners to listen to your podcast to follow along. With that, we welcome you to ask us anything you may want to know, and we will also answer on air.
Oh, no. They shouldn't be asking us these sort of things to ask.
I know, this is why it's going to be brilliant. Hopefully you don't think we're crackers, so here we go.
Whoa, he's a bit crackers. Whoa.
I once went home and I saw a mate with two of them biscuits either side of his knob, and he was shagging them. I said, you fucking crackers, you mate.
Yeah, biscuits.
Ravita's.
Yeah, no, you didn't say that though, did you?
Ravita biscuits.
You didn't say that, did you? You stand up and need to work, mate.
Fuck.
I would have put a card up straight away.
Right, so, question one. Where are you guys from?
Well, so, well that's pretty obvious for our listeners, isn't it? Well, if it's for new listeners...
Well, they're Americans.
Oh, okay.
We're crossing the Atlantic here.
Oh, we're across the pond.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
So when a mummy podcaster loves a daddy podcaster very, very much...
Yeah.
She lets him bend her over and sling one up her.
That's Billingham talk for sex.
Yeah.
I mean, just answer it, Johnny.
I'm from Middlesbrough.
And obviously I'm from Manchester. I mean, that's obvious. I feel like...
In the United Kingdom of England.
I suppose it's not for new listeners.
Basically, I'm from the right-hand side of the country and he's from the left-hand side of the country.
But well, we somehow met, didn't we?
The country is only the size of a postage stamp compared with yours, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
The question two, right? Where do you record your podcast?
I mean, we've recorded in some great spots, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done.
Your old flat was the original place.
Yeah, we've done my old living room.
Which was sort of Deansgate in Manchester.
Yeah, fancy bit that.
Yeah, that is
£750 a fucking month that place used to cost me for a one-bedroom flat.
Yeah, it wasn't the biggest place. Your bathroom was all right, though. That's toilet area for in America, isn't it? Bathroom.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't even have a bath in their bathroom, do they? Just a toilet. You did have a bath, is what
I did have a bath, yeah.
So I was trying to reach out to the American.
Although
listeners.
The bath had a slope at the end where the shower was.
I mean, I think that's intentional, so it drains.
Yeah, but it meant you couldn't get under the shower properly.
Right. I mean, we're sort of adding on to his question, really. So originally, Deansgate in Manchester, which is like a... I mean, you say posh area.
It was a living room.
You could have still easily got stabbed in and around the canal area.
Oh, God, I'm all thrown in the canal.
But it was great, because I used to like just a little bit of an adage to this. I used to listen to The Smiths on my way to yours.
Oh.
Just to sort of... Because obviously I'd like to sort of be surrounded by, like, Manchester sort of history and buildings and stuff. So we did it there. Then... I mean, we did it at my old place. We did it...
We recorded in the car once.
In the car. We've done it in the car, in a traffic jam. We did it when I lived in Stoke briefly. We do it here now, which is your new place, or newer place at least. We've done it in my new place.
Did we ever do it at my mum's house?
Don't think we've ever done it at your mum's house. Definitely done it at my mum's house, though.
Yeah, recorded it. Yeah, I've done it in your mum's house.
Hey, we're crackers.
With your sister. Too far.
Well, underage. That's just weird, isn't it? So, I mean, pretty much... The thing is, it's pretty much wherever we can fucking get together, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Record it.
Question three.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not even going to read it out, but the answer's fuck off.
What was the question?
You have recorded a bunch of episodes, but have very few reviews. Why do you think that is? Because have you heard this?
If we knew the answer to that question, we'd have loads of reviews.
Yeah.
I think we've sort of hit a wall, really, with listenership.
Yeah.
Perhaps this will help us.
Hopefully.
Or maybe some of your entrepreneurship ideas.
Could give us money. Can we have money from an entrepreneur who listens to the Next Move podcast, please?
Yeah, thanks.
They've done the faces like The Simpsons, I think. Or they're a bit South Parky as well.
Now you're just describing a picture.
Oh,
which
isn't
great in audio format. Another reason we probably don't get many reviews.
Probably. Where do you get your ideas on what to talk about?
I think how it tends to happen is it's either something that we're interested in, so naturally we'll read up on it.
Yeah, or something that someone mentioned to you once.
Yeah, or someone will suggest something. We tried to do it where we did something topical, so someone was more likely to search a trigger word and then they'd download it, but that's...
That didn't work, did it? No. Well, we did a Eurovision episode when Eurovision was on.
Yeah, which in America, I mean, what's the equivalent in America? Like a beauty pageant, but for singing.
Basically, but not as beautiful.
Yeah, not as beautiful, a lot more sort of homoerotic, and obviously everyone hates the UK, so we never won anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, just around. We don't really put a lot of thought into this, do we?
No. I think we had a request recently for something.
Oh, yeah, someone wants Greek gods, so that'll be coming up next week.
Yeah, and again, you can hear it in the enthusiasm in Johnny's voice because he realises he's actually got to look something up.
He's not
necessarily keen about...
Yeah, but it'll be all right. I'll just get top 10 gods or something. Make the rest up. It's all myths anyway, isn't it? There's no facts there.
So there you go.
And question five.
Yeah. How many is there? It's not 100, is there?
No, just five.
Okay.
Right. What's your favourite beer? Carling.
Yeah, so do they have Carling in the US?
No. Another reason I'd never fucking emigrate.
Carling is sort of, I mean, how would you describe it? It's like water, it's just everywhere, isn't it, Carling?
Yeah.
It's like the staple in pubs. It's just like a low sort of
it's beautiful.
A low alcoholic sort of percentage beer.
I wouldn't say it was low.
What is it?
It's 4.5% in it. In fact, I've got a fridge full of the things. So.
You say full, there's about three in there.
Is there only three in?
You've not offered me one either.
Well,
don't like them.
I know you don't, that's why I didn't offer you.
Sometimes I drink them just to annoy you. Fucking hell, well, this is great, isn't it?
4%.
4%. To me, that's pretty mild. I used to drink Stella a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy. I'm more of a pale ale. IPA kind of guy.
Yeah, they'll be all over that in America.
I love, what do I love at the minute? I love a Dizzy Blonde, that's nice.
Oh, do that in my local.
Yeah, they do that in your local, which is why I like going sometimes.
Yeah.
Although I do have to sit opposite you, which...
It takes the edge off, doesn't it? Sorry about that, mate.
And what else do I like? Have you not got a second favourite, like if they didn't have Carling? Not that they wouldn't have Carling, but if they didn't.
If they didn't have Carling... I'd have Bushmills and Coke.
Can't beat a Guinness either. Love a Guinness.
Oh, I'm not keen on Guinness.
You're not a Guinness fan?
No, I don't like anything too heavy. I like it light and bubbly and I like it a little bit.
See, fizzy doesn't really cut it for me anymore.
Oh, I love a fizz. They call me the fizz gobbler.
Yeah, they call you the gobbler, all right. Yeah. I mean, fizz for me is the difference between like 6 pints and 8 pints. You know what I mean?
It is with me, but I could have the extra two because it was fizzy and then you do a little burp.
No, see, the fizz stops me from drinking.
Oh, right, no, see. So
I don't want to stop the drinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, I don't really want to be belching in public.
Oh, of course you do.
So, is that his question?
That's his question. So, we've answered them for you, lads. Now we need to ask them five questions back.
Five questions. I mean, we'll throw one back at them. Where are they from?
America. But, yeah, go on, answer that one. One. Yeah. Question two.
Should we get political? We could maybe ask them about gun control in schools, etc.
Yeah. How can we phrase it so that we seem like arrogant pricks who know everything? Everyone knows that Americans' gun control policy is absolute horseshit. Can you think of a better idea? Like, I don't know, maybe getting a 4-year-old to fucking write one on the back of a Rizzler.
Great.
I think this is where we go wrong when we interact with people, isn't it?
This is why we don't get ratings. Three, do you have any tips for more reviews?
Yeah, no. Question three, why haven't you written us a fucking review?
Bit on the spot. Question four.
I know, best question ever. Who would win in a fight between a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Great question.
You might need to rewind that so it makes sense.
And show you're working, please.
Oh, yeah, show you're working out on that one. Show you're working,
obviously, because you might get extra points there, like in a math test, as they would say in America.
Yeah.
Because they cut the S off it, don't they?
Oh, they do, yeah.
It's maths. For
it is maths, because that's how it's fucking spelled.
That is how it is.
There's not just one sum.
Question five, Johnny. Question five.
Well, I was going to ask if his mum was fitter, but they're the brothers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who's fitter, your mum or your dad?
I knew it was something like that. I thought you were going to say something like, have they ever like touched each other? But no. Who's fitter, your mum or your dad? I don't need to say. Physically, you mean, or like in an attractive way?
Like attractiveness. Right. Who would you rather shag, your mum or your dad?
Well, I mean, it was nice knowing you guys. Obviously, we're not going to get a reply. This is why we don't have friends in the podcast community. We just tend to alienate ourselves with our weird behaviour.
They might like it.
So, yeah. I mean, thanks for getting in touch, guys. Always nice to reach out and do leave us a review.
Yeah.
I mean, be honest. Why not?
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy. Should we move on?
Let's move on. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. See you later. Bye.
I'm saying bye to all my new American friends.
Oh, my goodness. I've got jotted down here any other business.
That was it.
Animals at work.
Yeah.
So, do the jingle.
Animals at work. something like that, wasn't it?
Now, Johnny.
Yeah, sorry. Sensible time now.
Have you heard about the antibiotic crisis?
Yes.
So, body's becoming immune
to antibiotics.
To antibiotics. GPs giving them out unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Oh, got a bit of a sniffly cold there, Johnny. A bit poorly. Antibiotics. Wrong. Wrong. I know you went to medical school for 8 years. Wrong. Anyway. What animal do you think could help?
The...
Go on, give me a zany answer, because it is.
Is it the sloth?
It's not the sloth, mate. It's not the sloth. It's the platypus.
Oh, nearly.
Okay. Australian scientists think they've found a breakthrough with this unique creature to help with antibiotics.
Because that's the only mammal that lays eggs, isn't it?
Bingo, you're absolutely right, mate. You're in the ballpark. Due to their biochemistry, they feed their young with milk. However, they don't have teeth.
Mm.
So, instead, they secrete milk from their belly.
So that's like the opposite to you, isn't it? Because you don't have young, but you do have tits.
Exactly. Well done. So because of this, basically what they do is, like, they just, like, it just secretes out of the body. I'm, like, rubbing my body now. So it's
quite erotically, I must say.
So it's open to the environment. It's exposed to the environment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So when the young sort of feed off, because they've got beaks, haven't they? So they can't really.
Mm.
You can't really breastfeed a duck. I'm pretty sure someone's probably tried it on some website. Probably in your internet history.
Probably.
So because it's out to the open, obviously, the young, because it's obviously thousands and thousands and thousands of years of sort of breeding and...
evolution.
Evolution.
Or creationism. Maybe God just made it that way. Why are you going to hell?
So, God hates fags.
That's why you quit smoking.
So the young didn't die when they had this milk. There's something in the biochemistry, there's a molecule that they found, which obviously breaks down any sort of bacteria or potential dangerous parasites, etc.
Mm.
So the young can grow. Dr. Newman stated the molecule structure could be used for future antibiotic resistance research and potentially help provide future alternatives.
Yeah.
So there you go, Johnny. Animals that work. Could be coming to a place near you soon, platypus milking farms.
Good. I'm glad. I look forward to that.
Yeah, like little cows.
Yeah, little platypi.
All. I mean, the cow's one with an udder, pretty obvious what you put like the suction end on. What do you just sort of vacuum the torso?
You get like a vacuum, but it's a vacuum version of the doner kebab.
Yeah.
It sucks it up and scrapes it off. And you like just, a squeegee with a hoover on.
Yeah, you just run that down the platypus's stomach.
Yes.
Well, there we go. So, I mean, potentially this is... Oh, it's going really well, isn't it? I've got some podcast feedback, mate.
Oh, have you?
Someone mentioned they want Greek gods.
Yeah.
I've been told someone likes the accents that we do.
What accents?
I mean, I know you're not putting yours on.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just our talk.
Apparently accents is a popular thing. Oh, Fred Dibner as well. You know Fred Dibner? The old, like, Steeplejack fella?
Nope.
He's into trains and that, steam engines. Fred Dibner, you do know.
Oh, right, I think I might
know. The old fella with glasses. Google him quick if you want. I'll talk about him.
Okay, you talk about him.
So he's like a steeplejack. He's from Bolton, right? He's dead now, right?
Right.
God rest him. But he used to, like the old mill factories and stuff, the old satanic mills, he used to knock down the chimneys, the huge, huge chimneys.
Yeah.
But he... Obviously, he did it with, like, basic equipment, old-school equipment, like ladders and stuff.
Yeah.
So have you looked him up?
Yeah. I think I recognise him a bit,
Fred Dibner? Yeah, he's a cunt.
All right, is he?
Yeah, well, I wanted to look him up to do a podcast on him. Perhaps we will.
Yeah.
You know what he did once, right? So he was always dead busy working in that because he loved his, like, machinery and that, like, loved steam engines and whatnot.
Mm.
So his wife was getting a bit fed up because he was, like, he just wanted, like, his tea on the table and whatnot. And she was, and this isn't blasphemous, it's like on documentaries about him. So, but he was like...
I don't think you can blaspheme against like non-deities, but go on.
Well, you know what I mean.
You mean libelous.
Like, yeah, libelous, yeah. Whatever. Basically, he wanted his tea on the table and she wanted a holiday. So he lined it up so that they had a holiday in Blackpool.
Mm.
But then he was doing a bit of work on the side while they were in Blackpool. And then he got his wife to labour for him while he took the chimney down.
Brilliant.
So I used to think he was like a really nice old man, but now I'm not so sure. That was pretty much any other business, other than Johnny. I noticed before what was knocking him out on the table.
Oh, it was it some Northeast Erotica?
It was. I think you just leave it knocking about now on purpose, don't you?
Yeah, apparently this one's got a twist that I've written
in. Well, you know it's got a twist. You know why it's got a twist?
Why?
Because you wrote limericks.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, right, yeah, I remember that now. Here we go.
That in your voice just says it all, really. see, there's two that you... I think there's a few more, like, they're sort of under...
If this is, there was a young man from the tune... It wanted some new Keith Brune.
Listen, you wrote them. So that just adds to your guilt, doesn't it? Right? There was a young lassie from Borough whose knowledge of sex was thorough. She loved a big cock, so she'd go to the dock and take them all one after the other.
That's quite good, that, actually.
Yeah, I know it is. Well done, you. Yeah. You're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
There was an old man from the town who lost his virginity at age 9. It happened too soon, one night down the tune, but he said that it made him feel fine. So, there you go, mate. That's just what you get up to, innit?
Yeah.
That's just your day-to-day,
isn't it? That's just me, yeah.
If you're not, you know...
Just going to show that round a bit more if you want.
If you're not, Wait, did you want it?
No, I just didn't want the noise in there.
Oh, well, you know, you've got loads knocking about, so I thought that you'd be happy with that. Anything else you want to discuss, Johnny?
No, I'm good. We've done 40 minutes. It'll be 45 by the time that's gone on.
Yeah, quite.
We've got a nice little episode.
We'll try and be back, guys. We say we're going to be, and then, you know, things happen.
Well, I have no plans next Monday, James.
Life gets in the way. I'll be back next Monday.
Cool. We did do an episode. Oh, that's just... Sorry, just dead quick before we go. So we did record an episode, didn't we?
Did we, Johnny? Did we?
Well...
Did we record an episode? Or did someone forget to record it?
Someone forgot to record it.
And it was a good episode as well.
It was a very good episode,
It was. It was a phone episode.
Yeah, but the quality would have been all right, I think.
Well, it was Skype, actually.
Yeah, so I think because of that, I think the quality was all right. And we could probably do it in future if we can't meet up. If you'll ever trust me again.
It was really, really good. And then I got a phone call 5 minutes later. Oh, can I ring you? And I thought, this is weird. Something's gone wrong. Then you rang me, and then you said, oh, so yeah, I'm recording now because I forgot to record it before. At that point, though, the moment had gone.
Yeah, and that recording that we did then was just shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, apologies, but we will be back with more content. Johnny, we are on Twitter. I did mention that before. What is the Twitter handle?
@GetFactCast.
People can email us. How can you email us, Johnny?
GetFactCast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be nice. 5 stars is always a Brucey bonus.
Yep.
And we will be back again with more content soon. Oh, you got any little side projects in there going on in the background?
No, have you? Have you?
Yeah,
oh,
I have. I have, that's why I thought I'd mention it.
Oh.
More to be revealed. Follow @TalkingKit on most formats.
Mm.
So, Instagram, Twitter. I think that's it.
I'm gonna follow the Twitter just to see what the state of the logo is because they've not asked me to design it.
Talking Kit. Well, yeah. Well, this is it. You see, you've got to think of overheads and could get you on board. Cheap labour in it. But
now
it'd cost me a blowy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really.
And now I'm famous. I'll need actual money.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? So just follow Talking Kit. It'll be a football based thing, which is why Johnny's not really been.
Yeah, I don't know football.
Yeah, exactly. Follow that, and we will be back soon. We're just rambling now. Thanks very much for listening to us, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.